Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Been pretending to be somebody else since I was just 15, and I don't know if the show was for them or for me anymore. I'm not sure. With any of the feelings I'd been feeling, things I started thinking as a kid who didn't know how to feel, but could instinctively pretend to put on a show. Was it for them? I have forgotten where this ends. Blinking in the light, imagine. A hustling half his name around the world, and I reply, goodness knows you're right. I know that guy, that is to say, I do not know that man at all. After all, no one can, there's nothing there to know. It's just a show. Oh, the lights are on, but nobody is home. They kick me out.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
This is The Back Room, home of brand new music, indie alternative, electronic, rock and punk. Every Thursday night, 6 till 7, kicking off there with Somewhere in Between, the amazing Frank Turner from his latest album, Undefeated. On the show tonight, I've got some very special guests for you. I'm going to be talking to singer-songwriter Ben Brown about his new EP. Going to be playing his new track, Blue, and his forthcoming tour with the guy I've just played, actually, Frank Turner. My other guests will be from California, and they are called Finnish Ticket. I'm going to be chatting to Brendan and Ryan from the band about their forthcoming album, Echo Afternoon, which comes out in September. I'm playing their new track, Let You Go. So that's all coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is New Pale Waves. Loving that new from Pearl Waves. That is called Perfume from their fourth album, Smitten, which will be out on September the 20th. They're also dropping by in Sheffield on the 10th of October for a gig at the Foundry. Okay, music news and local national gig guide and new album releases. That's all coming up on the show after 6:30. I'm going to be talking to Ben Brown in a few minutes. But this is a new one from Cigarettes After Sex. This is Baby Blue Movie. Thank you.
With DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
Loving that. That is Telenova and Discotheque Inside My Head. They're from Melbourne, Australia, formed in 2020. And Time is a Flower, that album will be out next month. They're going to be on tour with Girl in Red as well, doing some dates around the world. And I think some dates in the UK. I think they've got some headline dates in the UK in October. So let's talk about my guest now. He's called Ben Brown. He's on Extramar Recordings, the latest signing. He hails from Manningtree on the Suffolk-Essex border. He's been in bands like Dingus Con and Superglue over the years, and now he's back on his own with this track called Blue from an Eve Digital EP, which could be out tomorrow, and then going on tour with Frank Turner in a couple of days. Going to play this track. This is Blue. Ben Brown, chatting to him after this.
Pleasure to welcome Ben Brown to the show. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Great to have you on the show to talk about a bit about your kind of journey music and, you know, the new EP and stuff. and the tour, all those kind of things. But we'll start off, like, because you've been in bands before, you've had a bit of a kind of journey, Dingus Khan, Superglue, bands like that, and now you're kind of going out on your own under your own name. What's that journey been like to kind of being in bands to going, do you know what, I'm going to do this by myself now?
It's been, well, the solo stuff has kind of been a little bit, it's always been there, but it's been on the back burner, kind of in the background. I'll be kind of like picking up shows when they were offered. And obviously being in a band, that you've got other people around you who are kind of saying, let's do this, let's do that. And that just means that it's a bit louder, and you end up doing kind of like following that as your kind of priority. I actually had a chance meeting with Frank Turner. I played at in a barbecue. I played at someone's barbecue on Mersey Island.
Yeah.
And he turned up with a band he'd been working with called Pet Needs. Yeah. He'd been drinking beers and stuff like that. And then he said, awesome, I'll record you. So I actually needed his kind of impetus to be like, okay, let's do this. So now, yeah. So that's kind of my journey from band to solo. And then him recording it and then listening to it back and being like, yeah, this sounds pretty good. And that's kind of how it's kind of taken the foreground, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's quite a different thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It must be amazing kind of meeting with Frank. Frank's been on the show a couple of times, actually. And Pet Needs, actually, too.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Thanks to both of them, yeah. But yeah, I mean, Frank, he's like, I mean, he loves new music, doesn't he? He gets bands to go out with him and gives that platform. What's it like kind of working with him and kind of, yeah?
It was great. I mean, it was... The first thing I noticed about working with him is that his work ethic. Every time I showed up, he was working on something, or he was working on a song, and he'd be like, oh, listen to this thing I'm working on, or I've been mixing that track that we worked on last time. And he just seemed to be always doing something. And that kind of has kind of rubbed off on me. And I think it's quite good for anyone listening out there that you kind of like, I mean, it's a saying, isn't it? Like 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration or something like that. And just knowing that kind of like that hard work kind of like pays off. And I almost feel like my journey in music is like begins now, if that makes sense, with that new kind of, I've always worked hard at creating it and stuff like that. But just kind of that, seeing that work ethic of someone who's at kind of that levels and levels above just means you don't stop really. You just kind of keep going. So that was quite inspiring, really, seeing that from him.
Oh yeah, amazing. I mean, he's just done that. He did the world record attempt, didn't he, for the most gigs in 20.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, I caught him in Sheffield. Like, I think it was okay because it was like gig 4 or 5 or something. So he was still like kind of, he was still fresh, probably, at that point.
I can't imagine it. It's like almost like a sporting achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going out on tour with him as well. So kicking off Manchester on the 14th. And I think there's no Sheffield date, but I think the nearest here is probably Leeds Brudenell on the 15th. So that's going to be exciting, isn't it? Just going out and playing stuff on stage.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're playing to some quite big audiences. And I'm bringing my partner, Catalina. She's coming with me. She's from Colombia.
Okay.
She's lived in the country for 6-7 years. But I've always enjoyed that kind of aspect of touring, of getting to see all these different places. And when she comes, it's like, not like having a child with me, but like her sense of awe of being like, oh, wow, what's this? Glasgow, wow. So that's, I enjoy all of the travelling and the driving. And the Leeds Brunel show will be fun. I went to the Constellations Festival there many years ago. And so I'm really looking forward to it.
It's an iconic venue, really, isn't it, Leeds Brunel?
When I went there many years ago, they were selling, because it's a social club, isn't it, or something?
Yeah,
like that.
It is. Yeah, I think it's still here. It's still they still use as that, don't they?
Yeah, I remember I got quite drunk actually because I meant the pints were like one. I think you get like a whiskey for like £1. You get a whiskey and a beer for the price of a beer somewhere else. And I remember I got quite drunk watching a band called Beak, I think they're called. Guys from Portishead, I think.
Yeah. And then in the other room, you've got some kind of older people just sitting there playing bingo. It's just...
Yeah, that's where I actually ended up. I ended up sitting in there and I was thinking, this quite... Because with some of the work I do outside of music is working with people in community groups and stuff like that. And I remember just sitting there thinking, oh, this is actually as fun as the gig.
So let's talk about your music, Ben. Like Blue, great track, been playing it on. Tell me about this record. What's the inspiration by that record? And it's part of a four-track EP, isn't it? Which is out, I think, next week.
Yeah, out next week. It's on July the 12th on Extra Mile Recordings. So when I started writing some of these songs that are on this EP during the pandemic, just towards the end of the pandemic, when do you remember in the pandemic when you looked on social media and all your mates were like making bread and they were all doing these hobbies,
banana
stuff
bread,
like that, banana bread and learning all these new skills.
Yeah,
and I didn't do any of that. I just got really I got really fat, and I drank too much alcohol. I watched Tiger King, and then by the end of technically the end of like all the lockdowns and stuff, I thought, oh, I better start actually relearning, like start playing my guitar. I didn't write any songs or anything like that. I thought I better start playing my guitar.
Yeah.
And I went back to playing the old songs I'd written and performed, and I felt a bit weird doing them because it had been so quiet for so long and not seen anyone. So I just started writing these kind of quite quiet songs, really. And that's kind of what's formed this EP, just sat with an acoustic guitar. They've ended up being a bit more produced with like some like synths, and as you've heard on Blue, like there's like a drum machine in the background, like pumping away. But the core of them are just kind of like, and how I perform them live, it's kind of like quite close to the mic and quite like gently played. And that's what actually feels quite exciting to me at the moment from being in really loud rock bands with like outlandish stunts and like big, really big kind of distorted guitars and crowd surfing and stuff like that. It feels quite almost like more like not subversive but risky to be doing something so like quiet and small. It feels kind of that feels quite thrilling to me in a way.
Does it feel a bit vulnerable as well, or
when I first started playing the songs at gigs, I'd played acoustic before, but I'd never played acoustic. I played acoustic, but almost like running around being a bit of a nuisance. I've never played acoustic, just standing there performing like some like crafted songs. Mm. And one of my friends came up to me my friend Jason from Antigen Records, he came up to me and said, that was really good, but what you should try and do is try and like perform them quietly and see if people still listen to them then. So I've had to really develop my performance style and have the confidence to kind of like bring it like right in. So now when I perform, I kind of play these songs quite quietly and gently. And then in between the songs, I'll kind of lay into the audience quite a bit. So it's kind of like you've got the one side. So I've got the state, like the crowd management of kind of like a rock show and the actual performance of kind of a small, like small thing. And I think it works quite well. You're like, well, if you ever see me play, you have to tell me that doesn't work. Or let me know.
I'm sure it will. So after this EP's out, obviously the Frank Turner tour, then what's the plan after that? What's the rest of the year?
After that, have you been? The rest of the year, in November, we're going to be releasing kind of an extended EP on vinyl.
Okay.
I've actually begun, or is it begun or began? I don't know. So
that, I think it's begun.
Okay.
Put me on that.
I have begun recordings, like my next kind of release.
Yeah.
And then I'm hoping to be going out in November on tour with another Extra Mile band. And then before that, in November, I'm doing a tour with Dingus Khan, which is a UK tour.
Oh, okay.
And releasing a new record then as well.
Cool.
So, yeah, quite busy, really.
So pretty busy. Festivals at all?
I've not got any booked in at the moment. I mean, I'm not lying. I'm playing one tomorrow.
Okay.
Called Right to Roam Festival. I've got another few, but off the top of my head, I'm looking at the wall behind the laptop. It's got loads of post-it notes on them, but they just say, pay parking fine. So they don't say, no, they're not important. No. Yeah. So yeah, I've got a handful, I think, but no massive mega ones as yet. Next year, hopefully.
Next year. Yeah. Next year. There'll be a lot more going on, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Ben, thanks so much for talking to me on the show today. Loving the track Blue, looking forward to the EP. Good luck with a Frank Turner tour and all the stuff kind of the rest of the year.
Thank you so much for having me and for playing my music and stuff like that. And I hope at some point I'll get to meet you in person and we can
compare. That'll be great.
Finger wounds.
Yeah, compare finger wounds.
Yeah, I've cut my finger and so has Paddy. Paddy's cut his thumb open voting.
Voting. Who knew voting would be so dangerous, eh?
Yeah.
Worth it in the end.
Yeah. Come on.
Can't do that, can we? But yeah, I don't know who I voted for. No idea.
No, me neither. I can't remember now.
I remember now. I was too busy bleeding.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ben.
Cheers. New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
The only way to hang on in this house is in the place where the previous owners put nails on intentional curators, co-collaborators. In this old house, hey, Colchester Town.
So that's Pet Needs and Age That You Were from Intermittent Fast Living album. So let's do some music news for you now.
Music news.
So the Killers are presented with two Guinness World Records for their hits on Mr. Brightside. As of July the 4th, the track has spent a total of 416 weeks on UK Singles Chart, the longest by a group as well as the most cumulative weeks on UK Singles Chart with one song. In total, that amounts to almost 8 years. It was the band's debut single from Hot Fuzz and was released in September 2003 before being re-released in 2004. Placebo, they've issued a statement aimed to their critics after the band were criticised for technical issues during their recent St. Gallen Festival appearance. On June the 30th, they were booked to perform at open air St. Gallen Festival in Switzerland along the likes of Chainsmokers and Queens of Stone Age. And during the set, the band experienced a number of technical issues that forced the band to cut their set short, ending much earlier than expected. Since then, the band had been receiving criticism for the performance and fighting within the fan base, prompted the band's Brett Malko to issue a statement on social media. He said, "We've been noticed a great deal of discussion, arguments, accusations, skirmishes between our fans in relation to our truncated concert at St. Gallen Festival. We've also been on the receiving end of many insults, so we'd like to offer some clarity. Shortly into the set, Stefan had some technical issues until finally guitar systems ceased to function completely and he couldn't play any songs. Every effort was to remedy that. Placebo used no recordings on stage and everything is 100% live." That's the music news. Going to be talking to Finnish Ticket very shortly. Also got the gigs coming up. But this is new on from Target Dali, What If.
I'm scared of falling asleep. 'cause I tend to talk when I dream, and you're living up there for free. I'm worried you'll find out the truth, the feelings I'm keeping from you, and I dread to think if you knew. But I wanted to say, so I'll try to keep it down. Find out. Sometimes I picture the scene, you laying there next to me, warming your hands in my sleeve. I've lost track of the ways that I've tried to drown it out. Put on the brakes, but that didn't slow it down. Oh, what if I want you around? Would I be letting you down if I kept the words in my mouth? What if I never find out? Will you be the greatest mistake that I ever make? What if I, what if I, what if I never find out? Would I be letting us down? What if I'm breaking your heart every day? 'Cause I'm too proud to say that I've fallen further now.
It's a great record, Tug Daily. And what if? Okay, my guests now from California, Brendan and Ryan. They are Finnish Ticket. They formed in 2014, Glector Records, debut EP in 2015. They've toured with everybody from 21 Pilots to Ed Sheeran. And their Tears You Apart album came out in 2014. And then Echo Afternoon is going to be out on September the 6th. So I'm going to play their new record and then be talking to them straight after.
And I see where I wanna be. It's good when it's moving, but it's slow when it's wavering. Most days, yeah, I just wanna go where the world can't get to me. I just wanna be alone, living in my mind.
So it's a pleasure to welcome Brendan and Ryan from the band Finish Ticket. Where are you guys at the moment?
Los Angeles.
Is it sunny in LA?
It's a little bit smoggy. It's sunny, but if you were visiting, maybe you'd say it looks pretty cloudy.
Okay.
So I think it's just the fireworks from last night, July 4th over here. So, so it looks pretty horrible, honestly.
It's pretty much like Sheffield, Ben. Stop. It was election day for us today, so as you probably we have a new government now, so it's all happening. It's all a political day. Just been playing your new track, Let You Go. Just amazing track, absolutely loving it. Tell me about this single and also the new album, which Echo Afternoon, which is going to be out a couple of months, I think September the 6th in the UK. Tell me about the record and the process of writing the kind of, this is your second album. So yeah. And how's that different maybe from the first?
Yeah. This one's very different. I'll keep it short, but basically this record was supposed to be out. Some version of this record was supposed to be a follow-up to our first record. And it was due in 2017, actually. Mm. And so basically, you know, we had put out our first record and then we put out an EP. And then we had done a ton of touring, like all across the US. We never played in the UK, but we were there recording actually our last EP, the in-between one. Spent some time in London, at least. And then we went on a tour of Europe and then kind of continued and did a whole just the US over and over and over again for a long time. Mm. And then basically we got back to do this record and just a bunch of different problems started happening between now multiple labels and the pandemic and just all these things. And so this record was kind of a crazy one for us because it was just one that was meant to be done so long ago. And it ended up being like, re-recorded so many different times for various reasons. And it was kind of a really different experience for us to take so long to finish something. But the bright side of it was we had a bunch of songs picked out and then along the way, a bunch of other ones kind of joined the party. And now we kind of have just like this record that kind of is just a group of songs that kind of showcase like the highs and lows of the last crazy few years have been for us. There's kind of there's all kinds of songs on there from like, songs about like even just like new relationships at that time that like I have a song on there about like meeting my now fiance and I'm getting married in September. Okay. You know, so like it's been a while, but it's a cool thing. You can kind of see just like where our lives have been over the last however many years that is. I don't even know what year are we in right? Oh yeah, 2024. I'm honestly losing track these days, but in some ways it was a tough journey to kind of go through like so many weird things with the pandemic and like we had to fight Atlantic Records for like our music back during this whole process and it was pretty nuts, but it was it's a cool thing now to look back and be like, this is such a crazy group of songs because it spans such a large amount of time and it tells a fun story in that way that I think people can get invested in. And I think also just the world going through the COVID pandemic, it kind of like naturally the themes that we had been toying around with this album for a very long time were kind of about like isolation and kind of being stuck inside inside your room, looking out into the world, sort of like just dreaming of all the things you would want to be doing. And it's funny because like we already kind of come up with all those themes to be like the aesthetic of the album visually, especially. Mm. And then the world kind of went through the pandemic. And I feel like now there's just like extra themes within the album that I think everyone can relate to even more. So,
yeah, and absolutely. I mean, it's interesting when you think about the pandemic. I mean, it's not that long ago. It's so strange, isn't it? Because, you know, I think I was interviewing musicians through kind of during that time. When people couldn't tour, nobody knew what was going to happen, what was going to happen with the music industry and bands. Yeah. People like had this kind of roller coaster and these kind of highs and getting their records out, and then suddenly bang, stop. And nobody really knew what was the next move, really. So, I mean, it's amazing that the music industry, I think, is back. And it feels like that way
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I mean, in the kind of you're going out touring with Nico Vega, kind of a kind of across America, kind of late this month, and you've played with Ed Sheeran, haven't you? And Fall Out Boy and 21 Pilots and those kind of bands. What's it like, kind of, playing with those guys? And I suppose playing these, I imagine, kind of big venues.
Yeah. Well, a little history on our band. So is that like we just love live shows more than anything out there. Our favorite part about being in music is live shows. And when we first got started, we were like, you know, we were like the teenagers going out, and we grew up in the like San Francisco area, and we would go into the city every weekend and play shows or go to shows. And we were like teenagers, and we'd get on these bills with like older bands that were like in their 20s or 30s. And we really had to prove ourselves to show them we weren't just like little kids, like just kind of that sucked. You know, we would always go in and people would kind of be like, oh, cute. You know, so we'd have to like go up and really prove that we were worth being there. Or worthy of being there. And so we've always kind of carried that ship ever since then. And we turned it into this love for going in front of crowds and winning people over. And I'd say like just being on those bigger stages, especially like when we toured with 21 Pilots or like opening for Ed Sheeran, it's just like, you just go out and like, there's a massive crowd, and it's the coolest thing to be like, okay, let's use all our tools, everything we've learned, and just win as many people in this room over. And I'd say we built pretty much most of our audience off of live shows and winning them over in front of crowds and turning them into our fans. And it's a good feeling. It's the best part. I mean, at least to me, I think it's the best part about this is like feeling that instant connection of like, you know, a song, you're watching someone's eyes as they're like, oh, wow, I resonate with this. And then, you know, you're like, maybe you're going to be a fan for life. Who knows? But it's a great feeling. I love that. Yeah,
I guess it gives you that kind of like major exposure, doesn't it? Really,
yeah.
For you guys, kind of, what's it like playing kind of headline shows as well? Like,
yeah, I think honestly, I don't. In my mind, it's a lot harder, just because then now you have to think about all these. You have so many other songs to think about. You have to think about like what maybe your fans have been, you know, all the ones that aren't like your bigger singles, like try to find the right ones that, you know, they'll appreciate in the live set, like maybe they didn't expect to hear. And it's a longer set as well. So in comparison to the other one, I think it's a lot harder, even though they're your fans, you know, I think, cause in my mind, it's easier to maybe pick five or six songs that are just like your strongest, you know, you're going to like kill it, go out and just like slam them and do your best. Sure. So that's like that's easy in my mind. But when you're doing the headline stuff, yeah, it takes a lot more planning, a lot more, even like, you know, we'll do sets where like, we try to like keep it, fresh every night. We're trying to like throw in random, like tonight we're going to do like these three songs instead of these other ones and throw them in the middle. And then you just kind of hope it goes well, you know, and try to like keep it fun for people going to different shows, especially if you have like repeat fans coming to like multiple shows. We always, it's something we always try to do is just keep it fresh every night if we can.
There's definitely more pressure to it as well. Like I joined the band later on, and doing the first headlining shows I was doing with Finnish Ticket, it was just such an incredible but also kind of nerve-wracking feeling to like look out into the crowd, and there's like hundreds of people that are singing along to every word, and there's like people crying, you know, that because they've been affected by these songs so much. And
I'm it's
like,
a beautiful thing.
Wow, this is it's so beautiful, but also like, okay, the pressure's on. Like I don't want to mess this up. Because you know, they built like something so wonderful, so it's amazing. But yeah, there's definitely more pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. And is so in terms of live shows, is there any plans to come over this way? You know, plans to come over to, I know you say you're kind of recording in London, stuff like that. But in terms of to play the UK or Europe, on the cards.
I think nothing right now, but like as soon as it's possible for us, like that's our plan. We loved it. Like we all want to get back over there. I think last time going through Europe and everything was just like a dream come true for us. That's the only reason I've only been over there to do music. So I'm hoping that's my ticket back. but it was really incredible. And the only thing with our last trip over was I feel like we didn't see enough of the UK. So I really want to make it back to the UK in particular. And just, I want to see like everything. I want to go everywhere. And obviously I do want to do Europe, but we spent like a whole month in London and never played a show in London.
Okay. Yeah.
Which was crazy. Yeah. So I want to do that, just, you know, to set it straight. But I don't know. I'd want to go everywhere. We're just such fans of so much music from the UK, especially. And it'd be great to just kind of go to all these places where a lot of the bands we love are from.
Is there any particular bands, the UK bands that you're inspired by, that kind of like that you've been growing up with, that's kind of really come into your music?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. One of the bigger ones, obviously, I mean, some of the bigger ones for us, like the most cliche I could say is the Beatles, but like I would love to go to Liverpool for that reason. I grew up, they were my first favorite band. I'm obsessed still to this day. Uh-huh. Just the songwriting, as a songwriter, it's such a magical thing to have, like, you know, you could argue three of the greatest songwriters of all time in one band. It's just like ridiculous. But you know, that's the more cliche answer. I mean, that honestly, there's just so many. So I guess more of the cliche ones come to mind, but like even like Coldplay has always had a massive influence on us. Like especially their early stuff, like A Rush of Blood to the Head is probably one of my favorite records.
Okay.
And just, yeah, probably it just, you know, had a humongous impact on me growing up. I think if Alex, our guitar player, could be here, he's been like a massive Arctic Monkeys fan for his whole life, like just obsessed. And Ryan is kind of our resident, like,
yeah, Ryan, what are you into?
Our resident lover of all things like UK.
I mean, yeah, I guess kind of all over the place, but I would say like even still Blur are my favorite band. Like anything Damon Albarn does, I think he's like at least like pretty good too, if not genius. Mm-hmm. And then I also grew up like listening to, you know, older stuff like The Clash is like still so impactful to me. The Cure as well. Like Alex is like another big, huge fan of The Cure.
Whoa.
I would like say like
favorite, whatever.
Well, yeah. Okay. See,
erasing like my love of The Cure.
A lot of crossover. Like I think more recently, I think like as a group, we've kind of been influenced by like the Cranberries a little bit. Maybe, you know, you'll see that in like the future stuff. But yeah, I mean, anything kind of from the Britpop era is just like huge to me. You know, obviously Radiohead, like Oasis, just that era. I think like something about that time where it was like indie becoming the mainstream and like connecting to so many people, you know, in all these different ways. I mean, like Massive Attack, they're not like a Britpop group, but they're kind of like from that era as well. And like, that's like kind of a big influence on me and as well. So yeah, it's just endless. I think the UK has the best music.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm very biased. I think the States have really great music too, but just to add that in, you know. Yeah, but I think you guys would be like massively appreciated. You know, you played over here, you'd be massively appreciated. I think your sound would really resonate with people here. And yeah, I mean, yeah, the stuff I've heard is like, it's so great. I'm so looking forward to the kind of the album dropping in September. Brendan, Ryan, you know, thanks so much for your time. I know it's kind of early in LA, but I do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, going to be continue playing your music on the show. And yeah, as soon as you get up to the UK, yeah, amazing if you can get over here and
yeah,
play
thank you.
Shows. And I will certainly, and my listeners can kind of check you out. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try to get there as soon as possible. So yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. Thanks for your
time. Thank you so much.
Cheers, guys. Yeah,
you have a good one. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds. Down the line. Maybe you will learn to love me.
That's called Talking Code, and that is All In. Let's do some gigs. Sheffield this week, Royal Otis at the Foundry tonight, tomorrow Don Brocco at the Lead Mill, Saturday Empire State B, Simon Farm from Biffy Clyro's band, that's a corporation, and then on Tuesday Sundara Karma at the Lead Mill. Other gigs going on, Kasabian have announced Manchester Co-op Live on the 16th of November, Snow Patrol playing Hull Connection Live on the 19th of Feb, and Manchester Co-op Live on the 22nd of February, and Razor Live announced Brixton Academy on the 21st of November. Some new albums out tomorrow, Nothing More and Carnal, and also a new one from Cigarettes After Sex, and that's X's. Thanks for listening. Thanks to my guests Finish Ticket and Ben Brown. And I'm going to finish with this one. This is new from Public Service Broadcast, and they are back with a new album, all coming out on The Last Flight. This is Electra. See you next week. Have a good evening.
Poetry about this plane.